At the time, people thought that climate change was fake science.
Dr. Douglas Fox says the scientific consensus on climate change is more refined and comprehensive than it's ever been, and that the only room for skepticism now is on how it should be tackled.
I don't think there are any credible scientists who are at odds with it. There may be the odd person who has some notion that our fundamental physical understanding of how the atmosphere works is not correct. There are others who perhaps feel that we are understating the uncertainties in certain areas. Those skeptics who have any scientific validity, I think, are more focused on the impacts and the implications of what we should do about it. I think there's room for a lot of speculation.
Dr. Fox, who has spent his summers in Peel since 2002, has previously worked for the United States Department of Agriculture, where he went on to write for the IPCC report in 1996. Now, with another conference taking place for the next 2 weeks in Poland, what does he make of these events?
I think things like the Kyoto Agreement and the Paris Accords are just remarkable activities, because the world is coming together and saying, gee, we've got to do something. I'm optimistic about our human ability to sort of recognize and comprehend and come together. I'm more optimistic about that than I am about the specific mechanisms and the solutions that have been attempted so far. But at least the world is coming together and talking about it. And the more light that shines on all of this, the more that people are aware of it, the more likely we are to be able to start finding solutions.
As governments now look at how they can stop global temperatures from exceeding the 1.5 degree limit, I asked him, what effects then could this warming have on the island?
Well, the impacts of 1.5 degree temperature rise are significant. Probably the most dramatic for the Isle of Man is the sea level, rise of sea level. Considerable continuation, shall we say, of the kinds of extreme weather events that have been happening around the world. Continued unprecedented drought cycles and heavy rains, heavier than have been experienced in the past. You know, we're just skewing the bell curve a little bit to the more extreme ends.
You mentioned drought there. Were you on the island over summer?
Yeah, we were here this summer. Yeah.
Okay, so you would have been aware of the hosepipe ban.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So I guess people were likening this summer to 1976 and comparing it to then as another sort of isolated incident of an extreme, that, you know, in a cycle. But with climate change, perhaps, is the argument there to say that this could well happen again as soon as next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's I certainly don't know what the statistical likelihood of two events of that extreme occurring in a year's time is. But indeed, the thing that most of us are concerned about with climate change is that it does increase the possibility of that. As I recall, most of the model projections for the Isle of Man suggest wetter winters and warmer, drier summers. The 1.5 degrees would certainly imply that type of thing happening more on a more regular basis.